Last night I received a question and I didn't look at it until we sat down, so now I want to answer that question.
昨天晚上我接到一个问题，但是呢，我坐下来我才看到。
The question was, why does God need to recreate the universe at the end of the age?
问题是在时间的末了的时候，为什么神需要再创造呢？再创造新天新地呢？
You know, when what God is doing in the salvation that has been accomplished in the Lord Jesus.
你知道，在神在主耶稣基督里头的成就的救恩。
He is creating a new humanity.
他是创造一个新的人类。
You remember when the Lord created Adam, He breathed into him and he became a living soul.
你记得当神创造亚当的时候，他是吹气在他鼻孔里头，成为一个新造的人。And
before the Lord Jesus returned to his Father, he breathed upon his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
当主耶稣要到天父那里去之前呢，他就向他的门徒吹气，跟他们说：“你们接受圣灵。”This
was a sign.
这是一个记号。
It was showing not only where the Holy Spirit would come from and from whom He would come and on what grounds He would come.
就讲到圣灵是从那里来的，并且呢，他的来的基础呢，根基是什么？
But also it was a sign of the creation of a new humanity.
并且也是个记号说人类新的被创造的情况。
And this new humanity would come through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这个人类的新人类的创造呢，怎样来呢？就是通过圣灵来。
And this new humanity is so new that a new creation is required for them.
这个新人类是这么的新，所以需要新天新地的新的创造来配合他们。
The new creation is not like the old one.
新的创造 跟旧的不同的,
because it's full of righteousness.
因为是蛮有义的在其中,
and because God Himself shall dwell there with men.
并且神自己要住在人的中间,
we can't wait to see it.
我们急不急待地去等候这个。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we are before you for this hour we have together.
主啊，在这个时刻我们是来到你的跟前。
And we are wanting, dear Lord, that you should speak to us.
亲爱主，我们这盼望说是你自己向我们说话。We
have questions.
我们可能有问题。We
have problems.
我们也有很多的问题。We
need a way forward.
我们不明白的，但是我们需要一条路往前。We
need to know how to go out into the world, out into our life and live for you.
我们需要懂得怎样往前，在这个世界里头为你而生活。
And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us.
我们祷告说你向我们说话。
And that no one who is hungry should leave this place without receiving from you.
没有一个人带着饥饿来到你跟前的，要带着饥饿的离去。
We pray you would settle us.
主啊，我们求你来满足这个需要。
And give us that holy silence in which we can hear your voice.
给我们一个圣洁的安静，以致我们能够听见你的声音。Keep
us from distractions.
把我们从许许多的打扰当中保守我们。Not
too warm, not too cold.
专心在你的跟前，不会太冷，也不会太热。But
listening.
并且只是安静的听你。Listening
for your voice.
听你自己的声音。We
ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. If you get too hot, stand up.
如果你觉得太热，你就站起来。And
if you get too cold, stand up.
如果你觉得太冷了，也站起来。If
the person next to you is going to go to sleep, that's why you have elbows.
如果你发觉旁边的人打瞌睡了，你就用你的手碰一碰他。No
sleeping, okay?
没有睡觉，好不好？
We have been speaking about entering the kingdom of God.
我们一直在说进入神的国度。
And we've understood that to enter the kingdom of God is not to go to a place, but rather to give the Lord authority in our life.
我们明白说进入神的国不是要去某一个地方，乃是在我们心里头让主进来能够掌权。
And that authority is in all of our life.
这个掌权是掌权我们整个人生，我们所有的我们的生命。
We can't say he is Lord if he is not Lord of all.
我们不能够说他是主，如果他不是我们一切的主。
What is this like?
这是会像怎样的情况呢
you imagine a visitor comes to your house.
你就想象有一个人探访你的家来到你那里。
You have a guest.
你有一个客人。
What do you do with this guest?
你对这个客人你要做什么呢
Well, you bring them into the lounge room and you sit them down and you say, I'll make you a cup of tea.
你就请他坐在你客厅里头，你就弄一些茶点给他用。
And what do you expect the guest to do?
那么你期望你的访客你的客人做什么呢
You expect the guest to remain in the lounge room.
你就期望你的客人留在你的客厅里头。
No, he doesn't walk down the hall and go into your bedroom.
他不会走到你的走廊里头进入你的内室。
He doesn't go into all the rooms and open the cupboards and have a look.
他也不会在不同的房间里打开柜子看看里头是什么。
That's not the way a guest behaves.
一个客人不应该怎样表现的。
So many people want the Lord Jesus to be the guest in their life.
有这么多人盼耶稣就是做他的客人。
You just stay there.
就停在那里。
I will bring something to you. You don't move.
我就会把一些东西带给你，你不需要动的。
But he is not a guest in our life.
但是他不是我们生命里头的客人。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
If he comes into our house,
如果他来到我们的家
It is not our house any longer.
从此我们的家就再不属于我们自己了。
It is his house.
乃是他的家。
And every room.
每一个房间。
And every cupboard.
每一个橱柜。
And under every bed.
每一个床的底下。
It is open for him.
都是向他要打开的。
Because all is his.
因为都是他拥有的。
And we are there to serve.
我们在哪里只是服侍他。
So that is what it means for the Lord to be head of our life.
所以说主是我们的生命的元首的意思是这样。
And that is a very, very blessed place to be.
这是个非常非常蒙福的地方。
But when we think about that, we say, that's very hard.
我们想到这里我们就说啊这个很艰难哦。
How can he be? How can I give him such a place in my life?
我怎能够把这个地方我生命里的地方都给他呢？
Well, the first thing we have to understand
首先我们需要明白这个
is that this will not happen in one day.
这个不能够在一天就发生的。
We need to think of this entering into the kingdom a little bit like Israel in the Old Testament entering into the land.
我们想到我们进入神的国就好有一点像说以色列人要进到这个迦南地。
That land was promised to them by God.
这块地是神所应许他们的。
He said it's an exceedingly good land.
他说是个非常非常好的地方。
You shall not lack anything good in it.
你不会欠缺任何的好处的在里头。
It is yours.
都是你的。
But,
但是呢
they couldn't possess that land in one day.
他们不能够一天就拥有整块地方。
And in fact, he said, if you tried to possess it in one day, or if I gave it to you in one day, it wouldn't be good for you.
甚至神说如果你一天就得着它呢这样得着呢对你不是有好处的。
So he said, by little and little,
那是一点一点的
you will possess the land.
你要占有这个地方。
So we have to understand that.
我们需要明白这个。
You know, we're not going to be apostles overnight.
我们不能够一天晚上就成为使徒了。
We're not going to just like this suddenly be amazingly transformed.
我们不能够一下子这样就完全完全的被完全改变。
It's going to take some time.
需要一点时间的。
But everything good and everything that's worthwhile does take some time.
任何真的好的东西有价值的东西都需要一点时间。
You know, a great tree doesn't grow in one day.
你只有个很好的伟大的树呢不是一天就能够有。
It starts small and it grows slowly.
是从很小开始然后慢慢成长的。
And the life of God within us will be like this.
神的生命在我们里头也是这样的。
It'll grow slowly.
会慢慢的成长的。
And so we expect that we don't become impatient.
所以我们当有这个期望的时候我们就不会太心急没有内心了。
Now what matters?
问题是什么是重要呢?
What matters is righteousness.
义是怎样的？为什么重要呢？
Righteousness means being right before God.
义就是在神面前是对的。
And so this question of righteousness is a very important one.
所以这一个对义的这个问题是非常重要的问题。
What is a good life?
一个好的生命是怎样的呢？
What is right living?
一个正确对的生命生活是怎样呢？
You know, how does a student in year 12 live right?
一个十二年级的学生怎样活一个对的人生呢？
How does somebody who works in a shop live right?
一个人他在一个店里头工作，他怎样活得对呢？
Righteousness is not some theory.
义不是一些理论。
It's very practical.
是非常实际的。
It's how you live.
就是你怎样去活。
And the righteousness that we want is that which is right in the sight of God.
我们义的生活就是我们在神面前是活得对。
So we can have very strange ideas about that.
所以我们可以对这个有很奇怪的想法。
So to begin with, let us look at what Jesus taught about that.
开始我们先来看主耶稣怎样讲到这一方面。
And we look in Matthew in chapter 6.
我们看马太福音第六章。
The verses are actually in your workbook.
那个经节已经印在你的银刊里头。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Now the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
主耶稣对他的门徒说话。
And he says, I have not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill.
他说我来啊，不要想我是废掉律法和先知。
And then he goes on and says, For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
然后跟着他说我告诉你们你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义断不能进天国。
So we need to pay attention to this.
我们需要好好注意这个。
Because our goal is to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为我们的目标是要进天国。
And to fully enter.
并且完全的进入。
But the Lord says here, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will in no case enter.
这里主耶稣说你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义断不能进天国。
Now this in Greek is a double negative.
这个在希腊原文里说是双重的否定语。
And that means it's a strong negative.
并且就讲到这个是非常的重的否定语。
That means never.
就是说永远不。
Not at all.
完全不会这样。
Certainly not.
肯定不会。
In no case.
是没有例外的。
Has he made his point?
这个点你清楚吗?
If the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees is your life, no way.
如果你有法利赛人跟文士的义呢，你没有可能能够进天国。
So what was the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
所以什么是法利赛人跟文士的义呢?
Now we need to understand something.
我们需要认识一些东西。
You know, if you call somebody a Pharisee, they're going to be offended. Oh, don't call me that.
如果你今天说一个人说他说法利赛人呢，他就是很难接受了。
Because we've understood that a Pharisee is, you know, no good.
因为我们知道法利赛人是很不好的现在。
But Jesus said, you certainly appear righteous to men.
但主耶稣说，你真的在别人眼中好像很义的。
So when other people looked upon the scribes and Pharisees, they were a bit impressed.
所以其他人看见法利赛人跟文士呢，他们感觉印象很好的，觉得他们非常好的。
Why were they impressed?
为什么他们觉得法利赛人很好呢？
Well, these were learned men.
因为他们是学过有学问的。
These were men who had studied hard and come to a high position.
因为他们是很勤力的读书学习，来到很高的位置上。
They were very devoted men.
他们也是很殷勤、很投入的人。
They were very well respected men.
他们也是被人很尊敬的人。
They were very religious men.
他们也非常有宗教性的人。
They knew the scripture.
他们也认识圣经。
They certainly appeared righteous.
肯定的，他们看来是非常有义的。
But the Lord says to us, if you're like them, forget it.
但主耶稣说，如果你像他们呢，你不要再想了。
So we need to pay attention. What's wrong with these Pharisees?
所以我们就要注意，这些法利赛人有什么问题呢？
Well, the Pharisees were men.
法利赛人是人呢。
And they read the scripture.
他们是那些人读圣经的。
And they said, God wants us to be righteous.
然后读到啊，神要我公义的正义的。
And we're going to be righteous.
我们要公义。
And we're going to do what it says.
我们要做圣经里头所讲的。
And they simply brought themselves to God.
他们就简单的将把自己带到神面前。
Here is me.
神啊，我就在这里。
I am going to serve God.
我是来侍奉神的。
I want to serve God.
我想我要侍奉神。
I will work hard serving God.
我要很努力去侍奉神。
I will even give up things to serve God.
我甚至丢弃其他的事来侍奉神。
And so they present themselves.
所以他们就把自己带到神面前。
And so they serve.
然后侍奉。
What's wrong with that?
有什么错呢？
What's wrong with that?
这个有什么错呢？
Is it this is flesh and blood?
因为这是属血肉的。
This is corruption.
这是朽坏的。
Thinking that it can serve God.
想到他们自己能够侍奉神。
And it cannot.
他们不能够。
It cannot.
不能够。
This man has all he's done is taken law and said, I will obey it.
这个人就是说拿着许多的律法说我要顺从这些遵守这些律法。
And if you come to the word of God like that and said, what does it say? I'm just going to do it.
如果你拿到神的话你就是这样说上面是怎样写的我就要怎样做。
Then you're going to end up like a Pharisee.
你的结局就会成为一个法利赛人。
Or perhaps better than that.
或许好过一点。
You'll be broken.
你会被破碎呢。
You know, because the effect of trying to obey the law will either be to break you or to make you a Pharisee.
因为你努力的想遵守律法呢，有两个可能性，一个就是这个律法会破碎你，或者你会成为一个法利赛人。
You'll either realize your corruption and despair.
你或许明白你是一个朽坏的，非常不败坏的人，你失望了。
Or you'll just focus on the outward.
或者你会只是专注于外表的东西。
And you'll turn up to the meeting on time.
你在聚会的时候很守时参加聚会。
And you'll sing well.
你唱诗歌唱得很好听。
And you'll smile at everybody on Sunday morning.
在主日早上你对很多人都微笑。
And you'll be a Pharisee from head to toe.
你从头到脚都是一个法利赛人。
Because Jesus said so many strong things about the Pharisees.
因为主耶稣用很多很重的说法对着法利赛人讲的。
He said you're like whitewashed tombs.
他说你们像那个粉色的坟墓。
You're beautiful outwardly.
你们在外面很美丽的。
But inwardly you stink.
在里头呢是臭的。
And the stink is the stink of death.
这个臭味是死人的臭味。
That's the Pharisee.
这是法利赛人。
The inward is not changed.
里头是没有改变的。
But the outward is changed.
但是外面的改变很多。
So this is a very clear warning from the Lord.
所以这是从主来的非常鲜明的警告。
If we focus on the outward,
如果我们专注于外表，
if we focus on appearances,
我们看见我们外貌，
if everything we do is just to be seen by men,
我们所做的一切都是给人看见的。
Then in no way will we know the goodness of His headship, His lordship, His kingdom in our life.
那么你我就没有可能能够真实的认识他在我们生命里头做主、做王、做头的那个美善、那个甘美。
Why is that?
为什么这样呢？
Because, well, we remember what we spoke of yesterday.
我们记得昨天晚上我们所说的。
How do we enter the kingdom?
我们怎能够进入神的国呢？
What is the beginning?
开始是怎样开始呢？
It's new birth.
是新生。
We are born of the Spirit.
我们是从灵而生的。
So we begin in the Spirit.
所以我们是从灵开始的。
How then do we continue?
我们怎样去继续呢？
You know, we read about the people in Galatia.
我们读到给加拉太的信。
In Galatians chapter 3.
在加拉太书第三章。
O foolish Galatians.
无知的加拉太人啊。
Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?
谁又迷惑你们呢？
Verse 3. Are you so foolish?Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
叫你们违背那个福音了。第三节说，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？
The kingdom of God now is spiritual.
现今的神的国是属灵的。
And if we are to enter the kingdom, it is going to be because we have learned to live a spiritual life.
我们开始在神国里头活，就是开始去学习在属靠着这个属灵的生命来活。
We begin in the spirit.
是从圣灵入门的。
By new birth.
通过新生。
How do we continue?
我们怎样去往前继续呢？
In the spirit.
在灵里头。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
I often feel when I say these things.
我很多时候当我讲这些事情的时候，我有个感觉。
People think, no, I don't want that answer.
人就想，不，我不要这个答案。
I don't understand this spirit stuff.
我不明白这个灵的属灵的东西。
That's too difficult.
对我来讲太难懂了。
I don't get it.
我不明白。
Can't you be practical?
你能够实际一点吗？
Tell me what to do.
你就告诉我应该做什么。
But you know, if I was practical like that,
但是你知道，如果我是这样的实际一点呢？
You would hate the life.
你会憎恶这个生命的。
And even some of you sitting here are thinking, what is it like to have the Lord as Lord of my life?
就是坐在这里的人也会想，让主成为我生命的主是怎样一个生命呢？
Do I got to go to church every day?
是不是我要每一天都去教堂呢？
Have I got to sing hymns the whole time?
是不是我整个时间都要唱诗歌呢？
Have I got to sit around reading the Bible even when I don't want to?
是不是我都是坐在那里读圣经，甚至我不想读的时候也要读呢？
And all your thoughts are full of religion.
你的思想都充满着宗教。
And not a life lived in the Spirit.
而不是个生命活在圣灵里头。
So we have to face it.
所以我们需要很面对这个。
There's no other way.
没有其他的路了。
If we are going to know the Lord's headship in our life.
如果我们真实的要认识神在我们中心里头的做头做元首，
If we're really going to live in the kingdom,
如果我们要在神的国活，
we have to learn to live a spiritual life.
我们需要活一个属灵的生命生活。
Now why is that so hard?
为什么这样是这么的难呢？
I'll tell you why I think it's so hard.
我告诉你我想为什么这样是难。
I write a couple of words.
我会写两个字。
Everybody okay with that?
大家都看到吗？
You know what we try to do?
你知道我们要做什么呢？
Imagine, you know, I can't play the piano.
比方说我不懂得弹琴。
But I've just heard a Mozart sonata.
但是我就刚刚听到莫扎特的音乐。
And it's lovely.
非常可爱美好。
And I want to be able to play it.
我很想我能够弹出来。
Give me the music.
给我一个钢琴，一个琴谱。
So I sit at the piano.
我就站坐在那个琴旁。
There's Mozart.
这个莫扎特的曲谱。这样弹。
I can't.
我不能够。
And then my teacher says.
然后我的老师说。
Try again.
再尝试弹一遍。
I can't.
我不能够。
Try again.
再尝试弹。
I give up. It's impossible.
是没可能弹出来的。
Nobody can play that.
没有一个人能够弹这个美妙的新音乐的。
Is that how you learn music?
你是不是这样去学弹琴呢？
Everybody knows that's not how you learn music.
每一个人都知道你不是用这个方法来去学弹琴的。
How do you learn music?
你怎样去学呢？
Which is middle C? Guess what I learned today?
你看看我今天学了什么样新东西？那个 middle C. 他学会了。
And my teacher, now much wiser,
我的老师现在更有智慧了。
He starts me at the beginning.
他就把我带到最初第一步。
And he starts me with the very simple stuff.
教导我很简单的东西。
And this is how I learned to play Mozart.
这样一步步我就慢慢学懂怎样去弹莫扎特的音符。
And it doesn't happen in one day.
不是一天就能够懂的。
It takes some time.
要用一点时间。
How many people here could run a half marathon?
在这里的人有多少人能够走那个马拉松走一半的路程呢？跑一半的路程。
Okay, 10,000 meters.
或者是一万公尺。
Raise your hand if you can run 10,000 meters.
如果你能够跑步走一万公尺你举手。
We got one. Good.
有一个很好啊，两个。
Okay.Two.
三个，四个。
Three. Okay. How many people here, if they set about training, could run 10,000 meters?
但是有多少人能够说，我要受训练以致我能够跑一万公尺的路程？
Probably even me.
甚至我也可以可能。
If we train for it,
如果我们被受训练去做呢？
We could do it.
我们能够做到。
But when it comes to the faith,
但是来到信心这个事情呢？
We try,
我们尝试。
But we don't train.
我们不是训练。
And what's the result?
那么结果是怎样呢？
Well, if you try and run 10,000 meters without training, you'll probably die after about one or two.
如果你没有经过训练来跑一万公尺的马拉松呢，你可能会死亡的。
You certainly give up.
你肯定会放弃的。
And you'll say, I can't.
然后你就说，我不能够。
This makes sense, doesn't it?
你明不明白这个呢？
But we think, oh no.
但是我们想，啊，不不。
Having been born again.I should be able to live an apostolic quality life straight away. And if I can't, I can't, I give up, I'll do something else.
通过真实的重生，我就立刻能够过一个使徒这么成熟的属灵的生命。我不能够，发觉我不能够了，我就放弃了。
So the question then that we have to ask ourselves is, are you willing...To go into training.
所以问题是，我愿不愿意接受进入这个训练呢？
You know, if I wanted to play Mozart, I'd need to want to play it a lot, wouldn't I, to go into training?
你知道，如果我想弹奏那个莫扎特的音谱呢，我要弹奏很多很多的音谱来学习的。
I'd have to want the end result.
因为我要得到最后的那个结局，那个结果。
And I'd have to have my eyes on that end result.
我用眼睛朝着这个结果来看。
It's the same thing.
同一件事。
Do we find this in the scripture?
你在圣经里头找到这个吗？
We do.
我们找到的。
If 1 Corinthians in chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
In verse 24,
24节
Paul is writing and he says, Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it.
哥林多前书第九章二十四节， 岂不是在场上赛跑的都跑，当得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Now what is he saying here?
他在这里是说什么呢？
He's saying if you get a line of athletes in a race,
就是说如果有一班人有一系列的赛跑的运动员
they're all running, but only one is going to get the prize.
他们都跑，但只有一个人得着奖赏。
And when an athlete knows that,
如果这个运动员知道这个
he knows you don't get a prize for starting, you get a prize for winning.
他知道你开始不能够得奖赏的。那是到结局的时候才得奖赏。
So his focus is on winning.
所以他的焦点是要赢在那个底线里头。
And he's running with his eye on the goal to win.
他就跑了，朝向这个眼睛看着这个终点来跑，要赢。
We mustn't get the idea here that we are all a line of Christians running and I want to beat him. It's not like that.
我们不要误会说我们这一系列的基督徒都要跑，那是一个人得奖赏，其他我要打败其他的对手，不是这样的。
He's not talking about us competing with each other.
这里保罗不是讲到彼此增进的这个事情。
But he's talking about running with determination and with focus.
那是讲到要跑，并且是定向定制，很清楚有目标来跑。
And then he says something very obvious.
并且说一些很明显的东西。
And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things.
凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕。
In other words, he didn't want the prize when the gun went off and the race started.
换句话说，当那个开始赛跑的枪声响的时候，大家都跑了。
He wanted the prize a long time before that.
但是在这个事之前呢，很久之前，他们想要这个奖赏呢。
And he has been focused on training in order to run the race, in order to win the prize.
很久之前他们就要受训练，眼目是专注于这个终点的奖赏来受训练的。
And Paul said, "This is me."
保罗就说："这就是我了。"
Verse 26, "Therefore I run like this."
二十六节说："所以我奔跑。"
That's a picture of my life, he says.
这就是我人生的图画。
Everything in his life is focused upon his goal.
在他生命里头，每一件事情都是朝着这个目标跑的。
Just like the athlete.Is careful about what he eats, is careful about where he goes, what he does, because he wants to be in the best fitness to run the race.
就好像一个运动员，在他之前他是注目于他要应当吃什么，不吃什么，去那里，不去那里，为着要准备他赛跑。
And if we look in Hebrews in chapter 13,
我们可以也看希伯来书十三章
,chapter 12,
十二章。
Therefore, since we also are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
希伯来书十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。奔了摆在我们前头的路程。
Looking unto Jesus.
仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
There's our goal.
这是我们的目标。
So he says you're in this race.
他说你是在这个奔跑的路上面。
So you lay aside the weights that prevent you from running.
所以就放下各样的重担，那些拦阻你好好的跑的。
And if anything is going to trip you up or tangle you up,Will you get rid of it?
有什么东西缠累你的、绊倒你的，都把它除去。
And Paul says very similar things to Timothy.
保罗也跟提摩太讲很类似的事情。
Second Timothy.
在提摩太后书。
First Timothy, sorry, chapter 4.
在提摩太前书第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself rather to godliness.
提摩太前书第四章第七节，只要弃绝那世俗的言语和老虎荒谬的话，在金钱上操练自己。
For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things.
操练身体益处还少，唯独金钱凡事都有益处。
So that picture again of the athlete is there.
再一次有一个运动员的这个图画在哪里？
Exercise yourself.
你们要操练自己。
Training.
有操练。
Bodily exercise, yeah, that does some good.
是，操练身体有一点好处的。
But this exercise is more profitable.
但是这一种的操练训练是更有益处了。
So the scripture is teaching us that if we want to live a spiritual life, we have to be willing to do some training.
所以圣经告诉我们，如果我们要过一个属灵的生活，我们必须有操练。
So we give up trying and start training.
所以我们要放弃那些尝试，乃是去好好的受训练。
Now what sort of training are we talking about?
那么我们所讲的是哪一种的训练呢？
How do you train for godliness?
你怎样去被训练在属神的事情上？
Well, we have to understand how are we going to become spiritual people? How is that going to happen?
我们需要明白我们怎样成为一个属灵的人是怎样去发生的呢？
I mean, can you design for yourself a kind of training course or a program that is going to turn you into a spiritual person?
你能不能够为自己设计一个训练的课程步骤，训练你自己成为一个属灵的人呢？
I don't think you can.
我想你不能够。
In fact, I'm certain that you can't.
我肯定你不能够。
Well, who is going to do it then?
那么谁来做这个训练课程呢？
That is the job of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
Why has the Holy Spirit come to dwell in you?
为什么圣灵要住在你里头呢？
In order to teach you.
为着要教导你。
To train you.
去训练你
and to transform you,
来改变你
to teach you,
来教你
to train you,
来训练你
and to transform you,
并且来改变你
It is he who is going to do it.
是他自己来做这个工作
There's a picture in the Old Testament.
在旧约有一幅图画
In Joshua.
在约书亚记
Remember Joshua was charged with the told to go and possess the land.
你知道约书亚是被委派差派去得到哪一块地？
In chapter 5,
第五章，
Joshua says, I'm going to go and possess the land.
约书亚说我要去得到哪块地？
This is God's will.
这是神的旨意。
But as he is next to Jericho, something happens.
但是当他在耶利哥旁边的时候，有一些事情发生了。
And verse 13,
13节。
It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries?
约书亚记第五章十三节，那里说约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？”
So it's like Joshua went to him and said, "I'm in charge here. Whose side are you on?"
换句话说，约书亚就跟这个人说：“这里是我负责任的，你是谁？”
And he said, "No."
他说不啊。
But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.
不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said, What does my Lord say to his servant?
约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人？
So it's a very simple picture.
一个很简单的图画。
Who's in charge here?
谁负责的在这里？
Who's in charge of your growth?
谁在这里负责你的成长的？
It is the Holy Spirit who is in charge.
是圣灵自己负这个责任。
Now, if we are going to grow, how is it going to happen?
所以如果我们要成长，这个会怎样发生呢？
We have to learn to listen to him.
我们需要学习听他。
We have to learn to know his voice.
我们需要学习认识他的声音。
We have to know how to be guided by him.
我们需要学怎样被他引导。
So our training is going to be in this direction.
以致我们的受训练是这个方向去的。
I have to learn to hear him.
我需要学习去听他。
And you say, but I don't know how to hear him.
但是你说，哦，我不懂得怎样听他。
I've tried.
我尝试。
Oh yes, you've tried.
是你尝试。
But we've given up trying.
但是我们已经要放弃尝试了。
Now it's time for training.
现在是受训练的时间了。
All right, what sort of training should I do?
明白吗？那么怎样的训练我要去受呢？
How can we hear his voice?
我们怎能够听到他的声音?
If we never listen.
如果我们从来没有去好好的去聆听。
How can you listen to him if you're too busy to even stop for a minute?
我们怎能够去聆听他呢?如果我们太忙,连一阵子停顿下来都没机会,没时间。
If your head is full with so many other things,How can you turn to him and listen?
如果你的脑筋里头充满着很多其他的事情，你怎能够回转到他那里去听他呢？
Simply you can't.
很简单，你根本就不可能。
And you won't.
你也不会。
So what is the first thing then?
所以第一件事情是什么呢？
I need to make time.
我现在又来做一个东西，就是我要腾出时间来。
I need to make time to stop.And to listen for the Spirit.
我现在要腾出时间来停止，并且积极的去听圣灵。
Very simple.
很简单的。
How much time do I need to make?
我需要用腾出多少的时间来呢？
Don't you know I'm busy?
你知道我很忙吗？
I got no time.
我没有时间。
Okay, you've got no time.
是你没有时间。
You're too busy.
你太忙了。
Okay, the obvious question, isn't it?
这是很明显的问题，是不是呢？
Does this matter to you?
这一些很忙的东西对你是不是很重要？
What are you going to sell Jesus for?
你为着耶稣，你要卖什么，出卖什么东西为耶稣？
How much does it matter to you?
有什么东西对你有多有价值呢？
How are you going to make time?
你怎样去用你的时间呢？
Okay.You get a piece of paper.
好了，你现在有一张纸。
You put the heading on the paper.
你把你这个标题放在纸上面。
How I waste time.
我怎样浪费时间的。
And then you start writing a list.
然后你开始写一系列的东西。
Of all the things you do to waste time.
你是一直在你做这些东西来浪费你的时间的。
And then you start with each of those items and say,I'm changing my behavior.
然后你就对自己说，用一支笔一项一项的把它划掉，说我现在就要改变我的行为。
I'm going to take some action.
我要有一些实际的行动。
I'm not doing this because God's going to look at me and say, "Whoa, look what he did."
我不是这样做，为着神看看我说啊，你看看这个人他做什么，他这样做了。
I'm not trying to impress God.
这样做不是要好像给神一个很好的印象，是叫他讨好他。
I'm not trying to build a relationship with God on the basis of the fact, look at me, Lord, I stopped watching television.
好像用做这个不做那个来用这些方法来讨好神，说我用不看电视来讨好神，不是这个意思。
My relationship with the Lord is Christ.
因为我跟神的关系是基督。
That is established.
这已经是建立好的一个关系。
I'm not trying to impress God.
我不要尝试说，神啊，你看我怎样好，我努力叫你觉得我很好。
I'm not trying to earn merit from God.
我不是要尝试去赢取神对我的欣赏。
I'm trying to exercise some discipline in my life so that I can be trained to hear him and know him.
我乃是学习在我生命里头，我学习有些操练，以致我能够好好的被圣灵来训练。
So it gets very practical, doesn't it?
这个是很实际的，是不是呢？
I'm going to spend some time.
我现在要 用一些时间。
Now a good time to spend
一个好一段的时间
is right at the beginning of the day.
就是在我每一天的开始的时候。
Hand up everybody who thinks that's mission impossible.
有多少人觉得这个是很好的使命，但是没有可能去成全的？举手。
A few elbows going up. Yes.
你觉得不可能的，你可以举手。
It's impossible.
是没可能的。
I've tried.
我尝试过了。
It can't be done.
不能够成功的。
What about some training?
为什么一点点的训练
？What about a bit of practice?
有一点点的操练。
What about a whole new attitude?
一些新的态度。
That says this can be done.
是能够做得来的。
But my life will need to change.
但是我的生活需要被改变。
You know, if nothing changes, nothing changes.
你知道，如果没有改变，就什么都没有改变。
If we're not prepared to make changes to our behavior, nothing will change.
如果我们在我们生活的实际生活里没有改变呢，就不会有什么的改变。
We say we want to know the Lord.
我们说我们想要认识神。
Well, let me see it.
让我给我看看。
Do you want to know him?
你真的想要认识他吗？
You know, if you believe there's a treasure there,
你知道，如果你真的相信在这里有一个宝藏，
you will dig.
你会挖的。
And if it's hard work, you'll keep digging because there's a treasure there.
甚至你靠挖的汗流满面，你会继续的挖的，因为有宝藏在里头。
But if you really don't think there's a treasure there,
但是你真的不觉得它真是财宝呢？
You'll toss a few spades and then give up.
你挂一阵你就走，放弃了。
So, are we practical enough?
所以我们是不是很实际呢？
Let's try and make time for quietness.
让我们来学习，给我们自己有一个安静的时间。
Let's try and start our day with quietness.
让我们用一个安静的时间来开始我们一天的生活。
And in that quietness, speak to the Lord and listen to the Lord.
在这个安静的时间里头，向主说话，也听主的声音。
How long should you have?
你有多长的时间呢？
Well, 10 minutes?
十分钟。
15 minutes?
十五分钟。
Don't say 2 hours.
不要说两个小时。
It won't happen.
不会发生的。
Or the 2 hours will pass very quickly because you'll be sound asleep.
或者这两小时会很快就过去，因为你睡着了。
Be real practical.
真实的，很实际的。
Say this is training.
说这是训练。
This is C major.
这个是主的主要 C 的主要音调。
Start at the shallow end.
从一个浅的阶段开始。
And don't expect much.
不要期望很多。
Don't think you're going to see an angel on that day.
不要期望你在那个日子看见天使。
Don't think you're going to hear voices on that day.
不要期望说你真的听见什么声音。
You actually might find it pretty hard.
你可能发觉你蛮难的。
But you know, you're training.
但是记得你是受训练。
Everybody who's learned an instrument,
每一个人学习一个乐器
or everybody who's worked at athletics,
或者每一个人学做运动员
they know that what once seemed to them impossible is now really easy.
他们经历过也知道曾经某一件事情对他们来讲是没可能的，但是现在到那个地点呢，他们就觉得很容易了。
I'm sure when Jamila started learning to play the violin,
我相信当 Jamila 他开始学习拉那个小提琴的时候
The family probably walked around like this.
可能他的家人都是走路都是要这样盖住耳朵的
Awful noise violins can make.
那个小提琴能够制造一些很可怕的声音
And the idea of that beautiful music would just seem impossible. I can't do it.
这个奏出来很美妙的音乐好像是没可能的，我们不能够弹奏的。
But now I see Jamila doing it and looking out the window at the same time.
但是我现在看见 Jamila 玩拉这个小提琴，一面拉一面看见外面的风景。
And I saw Jamila and Christine having a conversation while they're playing.
当Jamila 跟 Christine 那个弹奏这个音乐的时候，一面弹交谈。
It's so easy.
这么容易。
What was once impossible has now become without thought. I can just do it.
曾经是这么的难，现在就是 不需要很用心就能够做得很好了。
You know, we watch the football.
你知道我们看见那个打足球。
We see the World Cup and we see those men doing amazing things.
我们看见世界杯，看见那些运动员打得很好。
We don't see the hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of training.
我们没有看见背后很长时间，他们有很多很多很多的小时的练习。
But when we see them doing those amazing things,
但是当我们看见他们做这么美妙的动作打球的时候，
they're not thinking about it.
他们不是在用思想去打的。
It's all just coming naturally.
这很自然的去打。
Because of their training.
因做很长久的训练。
So.
所以呢？
There are many things as Christians we would like to be able to do.
一个基督徒有许多东西我们喜欢去做。
I want to really be able to wait upon the Lord.
我真的很想在神面前等候。
I really want to be able to hear him.
我真的很想去能够听他。
I really want to be able to love without hitting back when I'm hurt.
我真的很盼望去学习去爱，虽然我受伤了在这个过程，但是我也不退后。
You know, some people say,Oh, yeah, I lost my temper, but I was ambushed.
你知道有人说、啊、是我、我是、发脾气的，但是我是被、暗地里头被攻击的。
You know, suddenly somebody said something to me and, oh, I got it, so angry, and then, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
因为有一般人就、我没有防备的时候呢，他们攻击我，我就没有防备的时候发脾气了。
How many of you have been driving and sort of shouted at another driver?
有多少人在开车的时候，突然间你就大声骂其他的、驾车的人。
And afterwards he said, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that."
然后就说啊，我不应该讲这些话。
You know, I was talking along similar lines, and this young brother told me a story.
我就讲到类似的思路的时候呢，有一个年轻的弟兄跟我说。
He said, "When I was a young man."
他说，当我是个年轻人的时候。
Just a child.
我这个孩子的时候
I was driving with my father.
我是跟我爸爸来开车的。
And suddenly, a car came out.
突然间有一辆车出来了。
And they were going to crash into this car.
就是要撞到我们的车。
And his father cried out.
我的爸爸就大声喊了。
Lord Jesus, protect us.
主耶稣保护我们。
Without thought.
没有通过思想。
It came naturally.
很自然的讲呼喊。
It wasn't a swear word that came out.
不是一个骂人的话出来。
It was Lord Jesus.
那是主耶稣。
It came naturally.
很自然的出来。
Why did it come naturally?
为什么很自然的出来呢？
Because he had been training.
因为他是受过训练。
He had been learning.
他实在有很多时间在学习。
Gradually, slowly, he'd been learning to walk with God.
慢慢的，渐渐的，他学习与神同行。
And now he couldn't be ambushed.
那现在呢？虽然有突然来的事情来攻击他了。
Because his automatic reaction was a godly one.
因为他很自动、很突然的反应，就是个属神的反应。
Would you like to be like that?
你喜欢、你愿意好像这样吗
？Well, go and try.
你去尝试。
You can try.
你能够尝试。
But it won't work.
但是不会成功的。
You need to try.
你需要受训练。
So we start small.
所以我们来从小的事情学。
And we say, I'm going to begin my day.With quietness.
所以我们就说，我们在一天的开始用安静来开始。
Not, okay, let's see, 10 minutes. That's all.
不是说啊，看看手表啊，十分钟好了，完了就是这样。
I got to do 10 minutes.
我就是做十分钟。
I told the chief I'm going to do 10 minutes.
我已经告诉别人了，我告诉主
，He's going to ask me next week.
哦，我已经告诉教会了，那个执事问我，我就会这样回答他，十分钟做好了。
On ten, come on, ten.
十分钟就快十分钟。
Nine will do, phew, gone.
哦，九分钟就快到了，就走了。
That's not it.
不是这个态度。
It's quietness.
乃是安静的心。
Be still and know that I am God.
你们要安静，安静，知道我是神。
Psalm 46, verse 10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节。
Be still and know that I am God.
你们要安静，要认识，知道我是神。
Learn to be still.
学习安静。
What am I going to do in my 10 minutes?
在我这个十分钟里头，我要做什么呢
？Well, you're going to say, Lord.
好啊，你说主啊。
I'm going to school today.
我今天要上学了。
Or I'm going to work today.
或者说我要今天上班了。
Or I'm looking after the children today.
或者我今天要照顾孩子了。
Whatever it is.
无论是做什么。
Lord, be with me today.
主啊，今天与我同在。
Order my steps today.
你整理我的每一步路。
Oh, and Lord, tonight. Tonight.
今天晚上。
I think somebody's coming over tonight.
今天晚上我记得有人会来了。
Lord, make that a blessing.
主啊，让这个时间成为蒙福的时间。
And Lord,
主啊，
there might be other things I don't know about.
甚至有其他事情会发生，可能我现在不知道。
Help me with those other things too.
主啊，在这些不知道的事情也帮助我。
Today, I'm going to trust you.
今天我来信靠你。
I'm going to try to trust you.
我来。我不是尝试来信靠你。
And I'm going to look for you in my day.
我乃是学习来信靠你，并且在这一天我来仰望你。
You know, it's a very lovely thing to have your life ordered by the Lord.
你知道你的一天由主自己来整理呢，是很蒙福的。
You know one thing that can be taken out of your life when the Lord orders it?
你知道如果主自己来整理你的一天的生活呢，有一件事情主能够 挪走的
Rush
就是忙乱
Hurry
很匆忙的
Panic
很赶很透不过气来的
You know, you
很惧怕的
You can have a very full day
你可以有一个很满满的一天
You can do many things
你可以在那一天做很多的事情
But you can do it all peacefully.
但是你可以都把它很平安的这样去做完。
Because the Lord orders your day.
因为有主耶稣自己整顿你那一天的生活。
It's a very wonderful thing, and you can look for Him in your day.
这个是很奇妙的事情，因为你能够仰望他来带领你那一天。
Joshua mentioned the water becoming wine.
约书亚弟兄他讲到那个水变成酒。
Common water.
普通的水
Wonderful wine.
很美妙的酒
That can be your day.
这可以是你的一天
Little things.
很小的事情
You go to visit somebody.
你去探望一个人
And they say, oh, perfect timing.
你就说啊，真的很好的时间，刚刚好
And you say, thank you, Lord.
然后你说啊，主啊，感谢你
You order my day.
你整理我的那一天
Little things.
小的事情
And you end your day peacefully.
然后你结束你那一天平安的结束。
And you drop into bed and say thank you, Lord.
然后你睡在你床上就说感谢主啊，睡着了。
This is training.
这是训练。
You don't have wonderful, amazing experiences that you've got to tell everybody about every day.
你不是每天都有很奇妙、很特别的经历，你要告诉每一个人的，不是这样的。
There'll be little things.
那是一件一件的小事
，like glowworms on the cave roof，
就是好像一些能够发光的那些虫啊，在山洞里头
，little lights，
一点点的光
，blessings from your God，
从神而来的祝福
，and you are gradually, slowly, little bit by little bit, bringing your day into order，
你就慢慢的、渐渐的让主来带领你那一天一天怎样被安排的。有秩序，有主的秩序。
I can't have quietness in the morning. I can't.
在早上有安静的时间，我不能够。
I can't wake up.
我不能够起床的。
Why can't you wake up?
你为什么不能够起来呢？
I can go to bed a bit late.
你可能睡得比较晚了、昨天晚上。
Why do you go to bed so late?
那你为什么昨天晚上去睡觉这么晚呢？
This life, your life will change.
所以你的生活需要被改变。
And if you really want the treasure, you'll be willing to change it.
如果你真的是宝贝这个宝藏呢，你会受会改变的。
No one is too busy.
没有一个人是太忙的。
Nobody has a life that God cannot order.
没有一个人他的生活神是不能够整理的。
Yes, you'll have to change things.
是你需要改变一些事情。
You know, if I was a bank robber, I couldn't ask the Lord to order my day.
你知道吗？如果我是个银行的一个厂打劫的人，我不能够叫神来整理我的那一天的。
If my business life depends upon my dishonesty, I will have to change.
如果我现在做的生意是依靠我的不诚实的，我需要有改变。
But if we want to enter into the kingdom,
但是如果我们是想进入神的国，
then it begins with training.
是从训练开始。
And our own heart attitude that says, yes, I'm willing to learn.
我们的心的态度是说，主啊，我愿意去学。
And I'm willing to start small.
我愿意从小的事情开始。
And I'm willing not to try and do everything in one day.
我愿意学习，不从第一天就什么事情都要达成去做。
And in the process of time, you will find that you're doing the impossible naturally.
在时间的过程里头，你会慢慢看见你能够真的能够成就你以为你本来觉得不可能成功的。
You've begun to listen to the Spirit.
你已经从听圣灵来开始。
You've begun to submit your life to the Spirit.
从把你的生活生命顺服圣灵来开始。
You've said, I'm willing for you to change things, Lord.
你对主说，主啊，我愿意让你来改变我。
And so he will work and he will order your life.
他会这样工作，他会这样整理你的生活。
And you'll learn to live in the Spirit.
你就这样去学习在灵里头生活。
And your life will become a fragrance of Jesus Christ.
你的生命，你的生活会成为基督的馨香的香气。
Now my phone has made some noise.
我的手机有一些声音。
Okay, question about heaven.
有一个问题关于天堂的。
In heaven, we will have free will. Will we have free will?
在天堂，我们会不会有自由意志呢？
Since we're all perfect and there's no sin.
因为我们都是完全的，是没有罪了。
Also, will we still be us? Since we are all perfect and holy and righteous, making us very different to our old selves.
我们仍旧，是不是仍旧有我们呢？因为我们都是这样完美呢？跟我们的旧我是这么的不同。
Well, it's a good question about heaven.
是个关于天堂一个好的问题。
But it relates to life now.
但是关于我怎样去关联我们今天的生活呢？
Because if the Lord Jesus works in your life and changes you into the likeness of Christ, what sort of person will you be?
当今天主耶稣在你身上的工作要改变你有基督的形象的时候，你的生命会是这一个怎样的生命呢？
The Holy Spirit loves us.
圣灵喜欢我们。
And the wonderful character of his work is that we are respected and remain the person that we are.
我们这样在神那里呢，我们是被神改变，但是呢，我们的那个每一个独神要我们有独特性的那一个还是有的。
So you are you and I am me.
所以你仍旧有你的在神面前的独特性。独特性，我也有我的独特性。
But each of us can be like Christ.
但是我们每一个人都能够像基督。
And yet so different.
但是却不每一个人都有他的独特性。
So what do we know about heaven? Not much.
我们对于天堂有多少的认识呢？不是很多。
But actually, we can look beyond heaven and look to the new creation.
但是我们也可能可以眼睛超过天堂，看见那个新天新造的新造。
And just we can be sure that just as God has made man such a unique creature now, he'll be even more wonderful in the new creation.
我们今天看见人，每个人都有他的独特性。我们在新天新地里头，我们就更加看见神的奇妙的作为。我们是每个人都有神给我们的独特性。
And we'll certainly be free.
我们是肯定的是自由的。
The next question was, well, if there's no sadness or sorrow in heaven, what happens to our sad memories from earth?
如果在天堂再没有哀伤、没有忧愁呢？那么我们对于我们在地上那些忧愁，我们还记不记得呢
That's a good question.
是个好问题。
And a lot of people think about that and worry about that.
有不少的人思想这个问题，也担心过这个问题。
And they say, if there are people that I love now who reject Christ and are lost, how could I ever be happy in heaven?
就是说，今天在世上有一些我很爱的人，但是他们没有信耶稣，他们要灭亡了，沉沦了。那么我在天上，我知道这个，记得这个，我怎能够开心呢？
And really, you know, it's quite difficult to answer that.
这个其实是蛮困难去回答的。
But if we look at God,
但是如果我们看看神自己，
and we look at His joy,
我们看他的喜乐，
and we know that there is nothing that can hinder His joy,
我们就看见没有任何的事情能够阻碍他的真实的喜乐。
Then somehow, when we know Him and see Him and are like Him,There'll be nothing that can hinder our joy.
所以当我们真的跟神相见的时候，我们像神的时候，都没有其他的能够阻碍我们在神里面的那个真实的喜乐。
Those who reject God cannot govern heaven.
那些拒绝神的人，他们不能够操控天堂的。
If heaven can't rejoice because some have rejected God, then it's those who have rejected God.Who are controlling heaven?
如果天堂会因着有人拒绝神而天堂变得忧愁的时候，那么这些不拒绝神的人就操控天堂了。
But that can't be.
不能够这样的。
But how does this work?
但是怎样去那个情况是怎样呢？
Perhaps we have to wait to see.
可能我们需要去等候，去看见主的时候，我们去明白。
Before we make the list for crossing out the things where we waste our time, shall we also ask God for His kingship to be our source of strength and motivation over these matters? If we admit God in this process, wouldn't it be also relying on our own wisdom and strength?
如果我们要把我们那个浪费时间的那个系列的事情，我们要把它删掉之前，是不是我们也需要求神按照他的王权和给我们有资源、有力量、有动力去做这胜过这些事情呢？如果我们在这个过程里头，忽略了神自己，那么是不是在这个过程上去这些浪费时间的系列的时候，是单靠我们自己呢的智慧或者力量呢？
Perhaps this is a situation where the 80-20 rule applies.
可能在这个情况呢，那些80-20这个原则能够有一点应用。
Like you can get 80% of the benefit with 20% of the effort.
就是你能够用20%的力量摆上去得到100%的果效，因为有其他的80%的供应。
So there may be some very simple things that you can cross off your list and stop doing straight away.
有一些事情你是可以很简单的把它删去的，不做的。
But there may be other things which are very difficult for you.
也或许在这个系列里头有其他某一些事情你觉得很难把它删去的。
So you deal with the easy ones.
但是你可以先来做那些容易删去的东西。
But then with the difficult ones, what are you going to do with them?
对于难删去的东西你怎样做呢？
Then there you're going to bring to the Lord and say, Lord,This is a problem for me. Give me wisdom.
你就简单的把它带到神面前，真实的跟他说：“主啊，你帮助我应该怎样办
？”How am I going to deal with it?
我怎样对付面对这个事情
？And he will give you wisdom.
神会给你智慧。
James chapter 1. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask from God.
雅各书
gives freely.
第一章说到，若有什么有人有什么需要智慧的，就求那不赐在人的主。主会给你智慧的。
So I know that something like watching TV might be a waste of time. Might be.
好啊，我知道看电视很可能就可能或许是浪费时间。
But it's not technically wrong.
但不是定义上的犯罪或者错误。
Where do we draw the line without becoming legalistic?
我们怎样画一条界限，以致我们不会成为律法主义呢？
Well, I apologize because it may not be a waste of time.
我道歉，真的有时候不一定是浪费时间看电视。
I can't immediately think of the circumstances, but it may not be.
虽然我不能够立刻想到什么节目你看的是不浪费浪费时间，但是我 可能不浪费时间。
What do we mean by legalistic?
当我们用这个律法主义这个字，其实是什么意思呢？
The true meaning of legalistic is that I am trying to be righteous by my own efforts.
律法主义的意思是，我是用自己的力量，去尝试努力的做一个义人。
This righteousness is instead of the righteousness of Christ. I'm not trusting Christ, I'm trusting myself, and I am going to be the one that's righteous.
我这样做这个义人呢，这个义呢是我自己的义，我不是投靠信靠基督的义，所以我有这个义呢，不是因为基督，乃是我自己行这个义，做这个义。
So that's what legalism really is.
律法主义就是这个意思。
So we're not really talking about that. We're talking about reordering our life so that we can learn to listen to the Lord.
所以我们不是讲到律法主义，我们乃是讲到呢，我们要让神整理我们的生活，以致我们能够学习听圣灵的声音引导。
So it may be there's something in your life which you really need to stop doing.
可能你的生活里头有一些东西你真的需要停止不再去做的。
So your business is then to stop doing that thing.
所以你的事情呢就是不要做这个事情。
But it's not your business to go and tell everybody else to stop as well.
但是呢不是你的事情去告诉其他人都不要做这个事情。
So you deal with your own issues.
你乃是对付你自己个人的事情。
And that would probably be the right thing.
很可能这样做是对的。
You know, other people just giving you rules is not going to help you.
其他人只是给你规则规条，这个不是。
You make your own list.
但是你为自己定下写下你的系列的。
It comes out of your own conscience.
是从你的良心里头出来的。
And then you deal with that.
然后一项一项的对付。
The question is there any possible way for a person who's in hell to be able to go to heaven?
有没有可能有一个途径，有一条路，一个人在地狱里头，他能够再去天堂？
Well, the scripture seems to be very clear that there comes a point which is the end.
圣经就是好像很清楚的这样讲了，有一些事情是来到这个结局。
Eventually there must be judgment.
真的，最后真的是有一个最后的审判。
If God is holy, there must be judgment. It must come.
如果神是圣洁的、公义的，最后都会有一个最后的审判的。
And the scriptures.Says that that judgment is final.
圣经说这个审判是最后的。
Now we don't know much about this.
我们对这个不是认识很多。
The Lord hasn't told us all the things that our inquiring minds would like to know.
神没有对我们很多的问题的思想里头给我们所有的答案。
But we know enough to know that we don't want to go there.
但是我们已经够知道够多，足够加我们。不想去地狱。
And to some extent, we just have to be satisfied with that.
所以我们某个程度来讲，我们需要就满意了，满足了，够了。
So this is good. This is somebody coming back. Still, I'm not too certain about the difference between training and trying in regards to our relationship with Jesus and with God. What's the main difference?
是有一个跟进的问题，说，是我仍然不是很清楚，肯定是那个训练和尝试的分别在哪里，有关乎于我们跟主耶稣的关系，这个主要的训练跟尝试有什么分别
？Well, perhaps putting this is a little bit, it's making a statement that's very simple.
可能这样讲一句话是很简单。
But I think the illustration of like trying to play Mozart.
但是呢，刚才用那个弹琴、弹钢琴、弹那个莫扎特的音乐，这个例子是个比较清楚的表达。
I think that's the point that we're trying to make.
这是我们要表达的那个重点。
We can't be totally transformed overnight.
我们不能够完全的一个晚上就被改变了。 And
things that we would like to be happening naturally in us won't happen naturally without training.
如果有一些事情我们不想很自然的去做的，乃是有另外一些事情我们很自然去反应的，我们想这个发生呢，不是一个晚上能够达到的。 So
training means it takes time.
训练意思就是要说要时间。
Training means you start small and you gradually build up.
训练就直到是开始一些小的，一件一件的慢慢增加的。
Training means there's somebody guiding that training.
训练也讲到有人去引导你，训练你的。
And that somebody is the Holy Spirit.
这个人，这一位呢，就是圣灵自己。
And that's why we're listening to him.
为着这个缘故，我们要听他。And
that's why we're asking him to deal with our life.
因此我们要让他来对付我们的生活生命。
So we started with something very simple.
我们从一些很简单的事情开始。
We started with simple silence.
我们从一个很简单但是安静的来开始。
And we start to listen to the Lord.
学习开始听主。
And we get used to it. We build up a habit of this.
然后我们建立一个习惯。
And we're learning to listen to him.
学习来听他。
And gradually he will lead us into more.
慢慢他会引导我们有更多。
And he will be working in our life and there'll be many other things that we'll do.
然后他会慢慢在我们生命里头不同的事情上他来对付来训练我们。
But that's his work and that's his timing and that's his leading.
这是他的工作，也按照他自己的时间，他也是这样引导的。
So in one sense it's true that, you know, on day one I've got to try to get up early.
是，从第一天我就尝试要早一点起来。Well,
okay, that's trying.
是好啊，我们需要这样尝试早起。But
it's not the same sort of trying that I was talking about.
这种尝试明天早起来，这个尝试跟我们所说的这里的尝试不是同样的意思。Yeah,
there does need to be effort.
是，在你受训练的过程，你是需要有摆上你的努力的。
It does need to be discipline.
是需要有纪律的。Paul
said, I discipline my body.
保罗自己说，我是攻克己身。And
you know, a lot of this training is actually disciplining our body.
你知道，这很多很多的训练其实都关乎我们怎样去攻克己身，这个身体啊，管理着自己的身体。Like
getting out of bed.
好像起床。Like
closing my mouth.
比方说闭嘴,
doing things,
做事情,
but somehow getting this body to be more disciplined enables my spirit to be more free.
让我的身体更受有一个节制，以致我更自由去听圣灵的声音。
You can understand that if you just flip it around. If it's your body that governs your life, well, there's no room for the spirit.
换句话说，如果你的身体掌管你的生命呢，你就不会有空间给圣灵。So
we need to learn that discipline.
我们需要学习这个节制，这个自律。
Question is somebody truly saved if they have no desire to be trained by God?
这个问题是，是不是有一个人他可以真实的得救重生，但是他没有渴望，不想被神训练呢？
Well, you know, if you've got no desire to be trained, you've got no desire for the prize either.
你知道，如果你没有科目去被受训练，就等于你没有科目去得做奖赏。
So Jesus is nothing to you.
主耶稣对你来讲是什么都是没有价值的。
Has he touched your life?
那么你就问他有没有触摸你的生命。
Now we may struggle with many things, but I think that those who really have had a meeting with the Lord have been born again. They know he is the treasure, and without him they have nothing.
那些我们可能有很多事情我们是在挣扎着，但是那些人他们是遇见主的，被主遇见的人，他们会觉得主是有价值的。
I think we need to stop thinking about are they saved or are they not saved. I think we need to stop thinking about whether a person's saved or not saved.
我们需要停止去思想啊，这个人得救，这个人没有得救。
Instead, we need to think about are they walking with the Lord or are they not walking with the Lord.
我们乃是应该去问他们现在是不是与神同行，他是不是不是与神同行。
Because all the focus of the Scripture is upon that.
因为圣经的焦点是在我们是不是与神同行。
So don't boast, look at me, I'm saved and I'm living in sin.
不是说一个人可以自夸说、哦、我是已经得救了，但是我是在罪中继续的生活。
That's not something to boast of.
这不是一些东西我们可以自夸的。
Well, there's a question about whether babies that die go to heaven. And if they do,What are they like in heaven? Are they still babies?
有个问题说，婴孩如果他死了，是不是上天堂呢？如果上天堂，他们在天堂是不是也是个婴孩呢？
But the answer to the question is in the question.
但是这个问题的答案呢，也在这个问题里头。
Because in the question it says, I know this is really not talked about in the Bible.
这个问问题的人也说，我知道这个在圣经里头没有讲。
So that's the answer too.
这个也是你问题的答案了。
In this matter, we can trust God.
在这个事情上，我们能够完全的信靠神。
We can trust God in all the things He's not told us about.
我们能够在任何的事情上都信靠神，包括那些我们没有被教导的。
Question is, well, if you're going to say, are they walking with the Lord or not walking with the Lord?Are we then talking about being saved by works?
那我们说我们要主要要问，就是说，我有没有与神同行呢？当我们这样问的时候，是不是也会以为说我们是靠行为称义呢？
Absolutely not.
很清楚的，绝对不是。
It matters. It's very, very critical.
这是非常关键的。
That a person be born again, there's no salvation outside of Christ and what He has done.
一个人能够重生，在基督以外是没路的，没有可能的，只有在基督里头才可以重生。
But our emphasis needs to be on our walk.
但是我们的焦点呢，需要在我们的行。
Having begun, let us continue.
我们靠圣灵入门，我们也要靠圣灵。
And a person who has never begun certainly won't be able to continue.
如果一个人他没有开始，肯定他不能够继续的。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you have called us, and you are faithful, and you will bring us to yourself.
主，我们感谢你，你是信实的，你呼召我们，你是信实的，你必定带我们到你的心意里头。
Lord, there are many other practical issues.
主要有许多其他的很实际的事情。
But you are the teacher.
但是你是老师。
And you are committed to your children.
并且你是对你的孩子们是委身的。
And we pray, Lord, that each one of your children would be those who listen to you.
主，我们祷告说，你每一个属于你的孩子都去听你。
And make the time to listen to you.
并且是分出时间来去听你。
And very purposefully wait.On you.
并且是带着很鲜明的目的来在你面前等候用这个时间的。
Lord, I pray that you'd stir up in us a real strong desire to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
主，我们求你真的在我们心里头给我们一个眺望，我们一个很强烈要认识你、经历你的心。
We ask this in His precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.